my dream last night. Darting off, did I see that right? Must be a clue in these cliff notes here. I've got marks, can you see these bites? TV from my dream last night. A fur tail, tiny head, a reflection on the screen. Maybe I'd learn to look away from fear. You could take me away from you.
Not supposed to be a woodblock at the end.
You are listening to the Absinthe Quartet, and they are playing live on KHSU. I should say, and I mentioned this to them off the air, but it is a very, very nice honor to have you guys on the air, because you're the first band to ever play live on my show here on KHSU. So I'm very thankful.
That's cool.
Thank you so much for breaking the seal on that one. And also, I want to remind everybody that they have a giant show coming up. It's enormous. It's an enormous program.
It's the largest show that night.
Of all the shows that have ever happened, this will be one of them.
Yeah, we're playing the Playhouse on Thursday. So
that's the Arcata Playhouse.
The Arcata Playhouse, yes.
Right. Yeah. And what can people expect from the Absinthe Quartet at the Arcata Playhouse?
Well, here's the thing. You know, we often
We play venues like the Arcata Theater Lounge, or we play bigger venues with a big dance floor, and it's a big party. But this time we're gonna sort of pare it down a little bit, and everyone's gonna come in, and you know, there's the seats will be there, and it's a really good chance for people to listen. Plus, it's a really good chance for the early birds, people who don't like waiting till 11 o'clock for the band to come on, to really come out and check out what we've been up to lately.
It's just a wonderful listening environment, and dancing if you want to dance.
It totally is.
Too,
and so. I got to say, more than I care to admit, as I age rapidly, the whole like shows that start on time and end by 11, I gotta sleep. Ian, you have kids, you know the deal.
Yeah, it's real. Yeah.
The struggle is real, and we support you. That's why we're playing the Arcata Playhouse this Thursday at 8 p.m.
We're diversifying.
But not only that, but wait, there's more. There will also be a movie shown, a video that Steven Vandermeer, local amazing artist, made to one of our songs called Boomerang. And he made this hand-drawn animation on index cards and turned it into an amazing movie. And we're going to show that at the show, too. So you got to get the two-for-one there.
Steven Vandermeer, I mean, look, you guys, each unto yourself, you are, like Ian is a good example. Ian is playing a banjo that he made apparently from submerged wood, if I have the story right. So all these guys are very interesting people. But Steven Vandermeer makes you look very pedestrian. Like his skill set.
It's if you've ever been to his house.
I have.
His studio, it's like Wonderland.
You see the zoetrope that he has?
Oh, yeah, I know. I just find myself explaining his existence to people all the time. Like, dude, there's this guy.
He's like a deranged millionaire professor, just without like the millionaire.
He's
a millionaire. And also not deranged. All right, well, Absinthe Quartet is here. And we should probably hear some more music. Thanks again for being here. What's it going to be?
Thanks, Mike. What are we going to play? Oh, okay. We're going to play something off our last album. The one we just played was off our forthcoming album, due out this fall. They're doing the best that they can to try to ignore the coming rapport, the posters up in Japan. And all of the while, a smoldering pile sits fanning himself in the wind. The fading blue of his neck tattoo, a dart shot from a pin. And the phone, it falls to the carpet. In the glass, a metal monolith. Stoic in vain.
Cold, but it's not. The hole it was cracked, but the vessel did float. Climbed over the supper, set sail for the east, all in good haste for a big family feast. And it's
show called In the Trees, and we've got time for a little bit more music. And if you're just tuning in, then you know that Fish called.
Good.
They want that. No. We should probably talk about Fish in just a moment, but I do want to remind everybody that programming on KHSU is supported in part by the Art Center, catering to the artist and everyone, and featuring a broad selection of art supplies plus custom framing. The Art Center is located on the Arcata Plaza and also has a frame shop and gallery at 616 2nd Street in Old Town Eureka. And support for KHSU is provided by Finnish Country Sauna and Tubs and Cafe Mocha, featuring traditional sauna cabins, private outdoor hot tubs,
yeah,
a European coffee house, and a frog pond.
Why don't we go get a sauna?
In an enchanted forest. That's Finnish Country Sauna and Tubs, 5th and J Streets in Arcata. So, just for a moment, because we were, before you set up, we were talking about Fish. Is it safe to say that Fish has had a big influence on the Absinthe Quartet and Quintet, I guess, for that matter?
Yeah,
and
he sextet. Eats fish once a week, I think.
Oh, nice. But, I mean, there are, like, Gamehenge references in Absinthe lyrics.
Is there?
Aren't there?
I never really realized.
There's a little taste in Gaja.
Yeah, it would probably be safe to say.
Yeah, yeah, there is, actually, in Gaja. That's right.
Yeah,
you know, with most of us at some point over the years.
Yeah, at some point you understand that they are actually an excellent band.
There are some melted corners of each of our brains, thanks.
I think, yeah.
To Trey's playing.
I mean, I think we pretty much respect their musicianship entirely.
Is it also safe to say that you guys are married to each other now?
Yeah, I think we're past the point of getting rid of each other, if that's what you mean.
How long have you been, as a unit, how long have you guys been, how long has the name Absinthe been on posters?
I think it's close to 15 years now.
It's longer than that.
Is it really?
It's been since like 98, since we've been using the word Absinthe.
Yeah, Ian and I have been playing music since 98. Yeah.
I think right when we both first moved to Humboldt.
But I think we're the only two standing members of the original group.
Right.
Yeah.
I joined in 2005. John, when did you join?
I think 09, John? 09 you should know this.
Right.
Yeah.
09.
You should know this.
Facebook told me that we were friends as of yesterday, 7 years. It reminded me that we were friends.
Who's we?
Well, that's good.
Facebook keeps track of my life.
Well, I just want to ask about the social dynamic, okay? Because every musician wants to be heard to an extent, but you guys are at the point in 15 years deep, like, you're not fighting about who gets what solo. Like, you kind of have it wired. But when you're emailing back and forth, how do you convey the tone? Let's say that it's John, right? Let's say you want your vocal higher. How do you let everybody know that you are serious? Like, do you have a safe word? How do you know?
We should.
Snorkel hump. That's usually his word.
We definitely hump. Should. That could avoid some problems.
I guess I just make sure I set the time right.
On the email?
Yeah, we do like time markers. So when we're listening to like an outtake, you'll have to say 2:03. The guitar part clashes with the banjo at 2:03. So that way I can go back in mixing and look at that spot, and we all know the exact spot we're talking about. Not I don't like it in that one part kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. Incidentally, the way that you play together has changed a lot over the years because, Ryan, you are a Django enthusiast, and Ian, you come from bluegrass, and yet neither of you are really doing that, and your tones are so similar. I was mixing here, and I realized, like, hey, that's not the guitar. That's the banjo part. Can you guys both, Ian, let's hear some banjo, and then, Ryan, let's hear some guitar just so we can hear them dance. That's banjo right there. One more time on the banjo.
You got me. That's really not fair because you're making it like a sound like a banjo.
Well, it's a hand-built solid-body electric banjo.
Solid-body electric banjo.
That's guitar.
That's guitar right there. See?
I mean, Ian's playing an electric banjo that's basically the... I don't see how there's that much difference than an electric guitar other than the way that it's strung.
Exactly. It's basically... I still call it a banjo because if you play banjo, you can play this.
All right, let's do some music. How do you want to do one more, two more? What do you want to do?
We'll just do one more. Yes. This is a new one. This one's off our new album, too. This is a John Lennington original.
One, two, three.
Oh, sweet girl, this is an acid test. Why don't you put that fruit back in? Get your silk dress because we found a sinking ship in your apartment complex, and it don't look good. It don't look good. Your X-Man had a day job. He's been chilling in the woods with your older kids. I think she called him in, but the brown couch is messy. I spilled cereal and milk, and it's all down the arm that will never come out. No, it won't. Do you remember the old apartments when we were poor and starving? Mom had three jobs and no fun, so we could eat liver and onions. Do you remember the old apartments when we were poor and starving? Mom had three jobs and no fun, so we could eat liver and onions. The old apartments, you know where everyone is. Do you know what everyone's been through? The old brick red apartments where I saw the birds
For the first time, and I heard it cross a lot. I was hiding from the sky. Mixtape on a boombox. I can still smell my bed spread and count the concrete steps. Wish I keep stole my middle man who stood on a balcony with it. And he laughed and laughed, and I'll never get it back. I'll never get my metal man back. The bad ones had porn and slingshots. Before we knew what life meant, the old regret apartments. We had shit on a shingle back when mom was young and single. Seven steps, then one, then six steps. Two kids, one mom and no pet.
Yes.
Thank you.
Applause of one is much less saddening than applause of none.
I know that.
Absinthe Quartet, Thursday at the Arcata Playhouse. It's pure uncut Absinthe. It's in its highest form. Whoa. Its atomic number is 4, and you can go see him on Thursday at the Playhouse. And then the Rampart benefit.
October 8th.
October 8th.
It's
one more
day
shout out.
Skate festival, tarp surfing, and there's the...
Tarp surfing?
Tarp surfing. Come see what it's about.
Before I let you go, tonight is, of course, the presidential debate. Does anybody have any predictions?
Before we let you go, I'd like to say from the community, I'm so happy that you have a radio show again.
Oh.
I think everybody kind of feels the same thing. We're happy to have your talents.
I think Trump is going to curse on the air. That's my prediction.
I have done that.
I tried to dodge that question, man. We were out.
Yeah, you had
to
clean up.
We were totally out. You didn't have to bring it back.
I did.
I'm still dodging it.
Oh, I can talk about politics on the air.
Hey, let's end it this way. You guys just start talking politics, and I will gradually fade you out.
Perfect.
All right, just start talking.
Yeah, it was really great all the work you did for Bernie this year.
I tried really hard.
Anyway. Yeah, I think it's better if Jill started locked out to that bulldozer, just spray painting it. That would have been a lot.